I am Leonard Whitby, and it's Tuesday, December the 17th, and here's your news at 7 a.m. Prominent figures impacted by Telkom's data breach, which compromised the personal details of over 600,000 clients, raised alarm over cybersecurity lapses. Agriculture Minister Carl Herman Gustaf Sledwijn and PDM's leader McHenry Vanani criticized the extensive storage of personal data by service providers, citing privacy risks. Activist Michael Amushelelo plans legal action against Telkom and has urged the CEO to step down. Concerns also extend to potential breaches of sensitive government databases, including the health and civil registry records. Jonah Musheko, spokesperson for the Green Hydrogen Program in Namibia, hailed this year as a landmark year for the sector. In an interview with Future Media, he highlighted the transition from concept to implementation with 3.6 billion Namibian dollars in commitment and 1.6 billion already injected into the country's economy. Musheko added this.
If you look at the High Iron Oshivela, they've installed about 42,000 solar panel pieces, and they were installed by SMEs, Namibian people. They had about 60 companies that were doing their job. And that is the same duplicate, you know, approach to all other projects that we expect them to go online. So their skills are here. And where there is no skills that we need, we obviously have already started the conversation with institutions, training institutions in Namibia, on how best can they start already adjusting their training methodologies so that we will have people that are ready to participate in this industry.
To South Africa now, where 14 people have died in a collision on the N9 30 kilometers from Graaf Reinet in the Eastern Cape. A minibus and an SUV collided in the early hours of yesterday morning. Emergency services were on the scene, but the number of injured remains unconfirmed. Eastern Cape's Transport Department spokesperson Makaya Komisa has urged motorists to exercise caution in the area.
All six occupants of the SUV died on the scene, along with seven occupants from the minibus taxi. The scene is still active at this stage as emergency rescue personnel continue to work hard to save as many lives as possible.
Continentally, a Ugandan court has directed the government to pay up to $2,740 to each victim of Thomas Kweyelo, a former commander of the Lord's Resistance Army, says Reuters. In October, Kweyelo, the first senior LRI member convicted by Uganda's judiciary, was sentenced to 40 years in prison for war crimes, including murder, rape, enslavement, torture, and kidnapping. To the U.S. now, where the United Nations has confirmed that another U.N. school was hit by an Israeli airstrike. The attack has left 13 people dead and 48 injured. Jody Jacobs is on the ground for us in New York, where the U.N. is headquartered.
United Nations humanitarians report what they call another deadly night in the Gaza Strip. This follows a Sunday night airstrike on a U.N. school turned shelter in Khan Yunis. The latest attack comes as authorities in the enclave reported on Monday that more than 45,000 people have now been killed in Gaza in the last 14 months. The spokesperson for the UN Secretary General has condemned the latest attack and once again called for restraint and an end to the violence. The World Food Programme has also warned that Gazans are in desperate need for food. Three humanitarian deliveries to North Gaza, the UN says, were once again denied by Israeli authorities. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.